Violet's Discovery, Preschool Version, Part 3. Violet woke up and stared at the Bible verse on the wall. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. She was getting better at using her crutches now that she had been walking on them for over a week. She went to the porch, but today was not very nice outside. It was dark and rainy. She went back into the house. It's terrible out there. I hate waking up to mornings like this, Violet groaned. Yeah, it's really coming down now, said her dad. It reminds me of something my dad used to say. Carry weather inside you. I thought it was very weird.
That is weird, said Violet. What does it mean?
Well, if you could control the weather, how would it be out there today? Asked her dad.
It would be sunny with blue skies.
And how would you feel if it was like that outside right now? Asked her dad.
I would be in a great mood. I would be happy, said Violet.
Well, you can't change the weather, but you can change the way you think about the weather. You can change your attitude.
Violet remembered how writing out what she was thankful for had changed her attitude. She felt happier afterwards. Could she really just decide to be happy or not? Could she really be the boss of her thoughts?
Violet went back outside, even though it was miserable weather. As she sat on the swing, she pulled her notebook out again. A few cold raindrops fell on her.
Number one, I am thankful for...
But she couldn't think of anything. She had to stop and look around for a while. Finally, she spied a red tulip flower by a puddle. Its pretty, fragile petals stood strong against the raindrops beating on them.
I am thankful for flowers and their beautiful design.
She had never noticed the detail with which God designed even the smallest flower. How kind of God to color the earth with so many pretty flowers. Violet felt the warmth of joy growing in her again. She felt as good as she did on a bright and sunny morning. She was amazed at the power she had been given to choose her attitude. She could choose to be joyful, or she could choose to be angry. She could create her own weather inside of her.